Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is the last episode with Eddie. Hello, Eddie, how are you?
I'm doing well, Sammy. Thank you for having me back again.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest for this podcast. And I was so encouraged and excited to get to know you as a friend and also get to know your major. I think it was very great in the previous episode. You mentioned about how apologetics can be used mm-hmm. by God for His glory and how rare Asian Americans are majoring in that area, but it's still very needed. So in this episode, we want to hear more about your future visions for Asian mm-hmm. Americans. I'm sure there's a great potential for Asian Americans, but I want to hear from your perspective. So what are the potentials for Asian Americans to advance God's kingdom? Mm.
I think the first one is, I think Asian Americans can really help fulfill John's vision in Revelation 7:9, where he talks about all the nations of all different tongues and colors, and we Asian Americans are part of that. And I think Asian Americans can really help advance God's kingdom by fulfilling that goal of reaching every nation. And the East Asian group is a very large number of the population of the world. I mean, China alone has 1 billion people, and you know, what a field to reach the gospel with. And this is a big field, and there are a lot of people. And so I would say there's a lot of work to be done here. I'd also say that I think reaching the Asian American people, you're reaching not only a large group of people, but you're also reaching probably some of the most educated and who work in some of the most intellectually demanding jobs, such as doctors, engineers, lawyers, so on and so forth, biologists, chemists, and we're reaching very influential people at this point. I say a lot of second generation Asian Americans have a lot of pressure to do well academically, which means that when they go off to college and then eventually find jobs, they tend to be some of the most educated and some of the most, and working some of the most rigorous jobs. They have a lot of influence at their level.
But what hinders the next generation from living that potential?
Right. So I think this is a question particularly for the Christian Asian Americans. I think first there's a unwillingness to speak up. Asian Americans tend to keep to themselves. We tend to be a very isolated group in terms of our impact socially and politically. And so maybe Asian Americans need to start speaking up a bit more. I would say also having a voice in the conversation. Right now, in the current race discussions, there's a lot of discussion between whites and blacks on racial reconciliation. And it can be easy for Asian Americans to be left out of that conversation. And so it's hard to get a voice into the racial conversation as well. And I also think something that hinders Asian Americans from reaching this full potential is we tend to hold very tightly to our family values and our family traditions as well. And so that can kind of create a separation between us and the rest of the world, where we kind of isolate ourselves within our own communities, within our own traditions, and the rest of the world just kind of sees that as kind of strange, maybe a little bit weird at times. And it kind of hinders our ability to reach everyone else.
Great. Now, how are second generation Asian Americans different from first generation Asians?
That's a very good question. I think that's a much needed question because the world may not see a difference. They look and see Asian, they go, oh, you guys are all the same. But first generation Asian Americans and second generation Asian Americans have very different mindsets and differences in how they live. I'll note three differences. I think there's a cultural difference. First generation Asian Americans came from their respective country to America, so they kept a lot of their culture, a lot of their traditions, a lot of their practices. Even the holidays that are celebrated, for example, Chinese New Year's is celebrated by many Asian Americans. And second generations have a very different cultural background. We kind of mentioned this in previous episodes where second generations not only have their family traditions and their cultural traditions, but they also have the tradition of America because they're American citizens as well. So some of them grow up playing sports. They grow up going to all American schools, speaking perfect English in many cases. Maybe they have more American friends than non-American friends. And so there is a cultural difference there in how they relate to culture now. I would say most second generation Asian Americans are probably less connected with first generation culture than they're probably more connected with American culture now. They watch football, they eat American food, they do more American things, and because that's just part of the culture that they're in. A second one would be, there's a language difference. First generation Americans come in, and for example, like my parents would be considered first generation, and they speak Mandarin in the home. They speak Mandarin to each other. They speak Mandarin to their other first generation friends. That's a very big part of who they are. And when second generation, they kind of have this weird where they have both English and whatever language they speak from their first generation parents. So they may speak whatever their native tongue is at home, but then in school, on their teams, in their competitions or whatever, they speak English and they speak perfect English. And so there's this it's almost as if they are very quickly switching between one language and the other. One thing you'll also note is that most first generation Asian Americans have a pretty heavy accent, usually from their native tongue, while most second generations like myself will tend to lose that accent pretty quickly. I'll also say there's also a relational difference. This is the last difference I think I'll point out, is that first generation Asian Americans have a different relational aspect and how they relate to people. I think first generation Asian Americans tend to be a little bit more strict, a little bit more disciplined in how they treat their children. That comes back from their heritage. They relate to people a little bit differently. They're mostly there to do their job well. They have close friends if they are Asian. Very few of them have close American friends for first generations. But for second generation, relationally, they relate a bit better. They have more American friends. They speak perfect English. They are able to have conversations about other subjects. They maybe want a little bit more of that love and emotional connection that they see their American friends have. So for example, when I grew up, my parents were very traditional and they loved me, but they didn't always show that in a very physical or emotional way. But my American friends, I always noticed that their parents were very loving towards them physically and emotionally. And that's something that I noticed was just a very difference in how people related to each other between those two cultures.
Wow, that's great. Well, Eddie, you are second generation Asian American, mm-hmm. ministering in non-Asian church.
Yes.
Correct? So how can second or next generation Asian Americans collaborate with non-Asian or other churches for Christ?
Yes, that's a very good question. I think as a second generation Asian American, I'm a minority in my church. There are very few Asians at our church to begin with, and even fewer second generation Americans like me. So I think there are a couple ways. First, second generation Asian Americans have to take the initiative. They can't wait around and hope that people notice them. And I don't say this as a negative, but Asian Americans just tend to be very quiet. We don't tend to speak up very often. We tend to just let things happen, and we just try to prove ourselves academically or with our skills or whatever we can. But in order to serve well and to kind of serve in leadership and non-Asian churches as a second-generation Asian American, you have to take initiative. There's no other way. And you have to kind of put your name out there. I also say that as a second generation Asian American, you might be the only person to bridge that cultural gap between your American friends and your church and then your culture. And I would say most Americans don't understand the Asian culture well. They have maybe seen movies, they maybe have a couple friends they've talked to, but they don't know the Asian culture well. They don't know what it means to live as an Asian American. And so you have to be the one to help bridge that cultural gap. But I think that means you have to be able to speak up, and you have to learn both your culture and the American culture at the same time. And it does require a little bit more effort on your part to do so. But I believe if the Asian Americans want to serve non-Asian churches well, or to even just begin to build that connection well, we have to start bridging those cultural gaps a little bit better. And I think second generations are the perfect people to do that. They understand both sides, both the American and the Asian side, and they can be the perfect bridge between the American church and the Asian church.
Now, Eddie, I have a big question.
Yes.
What movement of God do you see among Asian Americans in the next 5 to 10 years?
This is probably more of my dream than anything else, but I really hope to see more Asian American leaders in within the larger church context in the next 5 to 10 years. I think we're seeing a movement now in America, particularly where we're seeing more minorities step into leadership roles. And I would like to see more Asian Americans also take charge of that. I'd like to, for them to start rising into those leadership roles and to kind of get their voice into the conversation. I think I would like to see more, obviously, Asian Americans come to know Christ, first and foremost, particularly among the second generations. I think that's a tough demographic to reach. They're not first generation, and they're not fully American, right? So they're kind of, again, stuck in this middle ground, and they're kind of a weird group to reach. If you want to reach first generation, you can kind of think of them as a mission field, like you would if going to another country. But second generation aren't like that. They're Americans too, and they have American values and American passions. And so I would love to see people have more of a focus on how to reach these second generation Asian Americans, because the strategy has to be a little bit different. They don't have the same passions. They don't have the same values as first generation Asian Americans, nor do they share the same values and passions as everyday Americans. So I think understanding those values have to come in. And personally, and this is speaking as a seminary student, I would like to see more Asian Americans, particularly second generation, come to seminary. I think there's no better place to train as a minister and to train to serve God than at one of our Southern Baptist seminaries. I think Southeastern is the best, so I'll go and throw that out there. But I believe that Asian Americans can really make an impact by going to seminary, learning from some of the best that we have to offer in our respective fields, and then serving the church. I think Asian Americans, particularly second generation, feel the pressure to do well academically, but primarily in science and math. If you remember my life story, I was very focused in science and math. I felt like that's where I needed to go. That's where my parents were. That's where most of my other friends were. But I think for a Christian, second generation Asian Americans, maybe ministry should be a viable option as well. Maybe serving the church in some way, teaching the church. And I think the only way that happens is through seminary, where you can get the best education possible for that.
What are the next steps for local churches to participate in this future work of God among Asian Americans in general? What would be the strategy to reach second generations for Christ?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think first, the church needs to invest in second generation Asian Americans, or just Asian Americans in general. I think the church does a good job of identifying American young people to invest in. I think primarily because there's just more of them, and it's easy to spot them to see who has potential. But remember, Asian Americans tend to be very quiet. We tend to isolate and kind of be by ourselves. And the only way to identify is to be intentional about reaching them. And that takes intentionality, which is hard. Intentionality is not easy. It takes time, it takes sacrifice, it takes strategy. So I think first you have to identify Asian Americans who are gifted in leadership, and then invest in them. Just as you would anyone else in your church, you would invest in their leadership potential, you should also invest in Asian American leadership potential. But that also means you have to also understand the culture of Asian Americans. You can't just invest as you would a normal American person or an African American or a Hispanic, because they have different cultural backgrounds. You have to understand the culture they come from, what their struggles are, what their passions are, what they're gifted in, and then you have to be able to understand how to best manipulate that, or not manipulate, but how to best use that for the glory of God. I'd also say another big one is celebrating Asian culture. I think this is a very practical thing to do and very easy to do. There are several big holidays that different Asian Americans will celebrate. I know for myself, Chinese New Year is always a big one. And maybe learn more about what's so significant about these cultural celebrations. For example, Chinese New Year, almost every East Asian person will celebrate that in some way, shape, and form. But does an American pastor know anything about that holiday? What it signifies? What are some of the backgrounds of it? Why do we celebrate it so largely? I think learning more about the culture and celebrations like that are a really practical way to show Asian Americans that you not only care about them, you care about their people, you care about their culture, and that really helps to build that conversation forward, and then allows the church to invest well into Asian American lives.
Awesome. Wow. Well said. Well, thank you so much for sharing your idea.
Yes.
The passion.
Yes.
That's great. Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.